Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, people of God. Some say, why do I address you as the people of God? It's because He is the creator of us all, and we're so thankful for that on this morning. Amen. Because we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. I am Dr. Sharon Holman, amen, pastor of the Don't Nobody Listen to Me Ministries. I am glad to be with you on this morning. Our topic today is to be thankful, just thankful. Out of all the things we've been through, we must tell the Lord, thank you. There are so many that were here on yesterday that are not here on today. There are so many as we visited the homes and sang praises in the homes, the Trump Pavilion, as our chaplain Michelle and myself went in, and then our elder Anastasia visiting the home that she used to be in herself, and but then went to visit, amen, and encourage those that are still in the home. We've been doing a great, great work for the Lord and giving Him thanks. So we're just going to go through being thankful on today. We know we're past the Thanksgiving holiday, but these scriptures that you'll find this in are to, as the Bible say, unto the Christian, amen. And this is what we should do on a regular basis. You know, we all gathered for the Thanksgiving holiday, but for those of us that are Christians, we're supposed to do this on a regular basis. Every now and then we have to get a reminder. So today is a reminder. As we sing this song, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Can you help me say thank you, Lord? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Our first scripture on today, you'll find us in Colossians 3:15. And this is the New International Version. Colossians 3:15, and it reads, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Amen. We thank God for Colossians 3:15. Amen. This song says, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. 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 Well, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
And I won't take it back. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
And I won't take it back. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
And I won't take it back. 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 I love the Lord,
I love the Lord,
and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back.
I love the Lord,
I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Won't take it back, won't take it back. Won't take it back, won't take it back. Amen. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Amen. There's so many versions of that song. Amen. But, amen, that's our sentiment on today. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Amen. Our next scripture will be found in Colossians 3 and 16. Amen. And Colossians 3 and 16 reads, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your life. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs of God with thankful heart. Amen. And that's what we're doing on this morning. We're singing, amen, songs and hymns. Amen. We have a thankful heart. Amen. God is just so good on this morning. We want to encourage, amen, encourage you on this morning to be thankful, amen, and grateful, amen. And that's in spite of all that has gone on, been going on. And we are thankful, amen, for the transition of Deacon Reed, amen, family of the Robinson and Reed family. We're praying for them on this morning as they sent Deacon Reed to his heavenly home on Saturday, amen, the big celebration, amen, no more crying, amen. No more hurtfulness. Amen. Just a glad, glad, glad time. Amen. Amen. Even though we know the family will miss him. Amen. But I'm sure he's looking back on them smiling and saying, I'm all right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's at peace. Amen. Forevermore. Amen. And all we can do is continue to pray, amen, for the hearts, amen, and for those that are on the Lord's side. We know they'll see him someday, amen. We're not going to say soon, amen, but someday we know they will be with him. But we are mostly praying, amen, if there is a family member or a friend, amen, that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray for them. Amen, 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 that they will get saved and accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, so that they will be able to one day see him also. Amen. It's sad to be hurting all of this. Amen. After, amen, that he's lit everyone down here, amen, on a temporary basis. Because if you live right, amen, you will be in heaven with him also. So we definitely pray that those members and family and friends, amen, that have not, we hopefully, amen, through the sermon, through the message, through the prayer, amen, that they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and will be, they will be so happy, and it'll be a whole nother celebration in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Our elder Anastasia will be reading our next thankful scripture.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And it reads, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Amen. And this next song says, yes, I got him.
Yes, I got
him. Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Yes, I got him.
Yes, I got
him. Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Yes, I got him.
Yes, I got
him. Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I got him.
I got him.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Jesus.
Jesus,
I've got him.
I've got him.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Yes, I got him.
Yes, I got him.
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Yes, I got him.
Yes, I got him.
Everlasting life.
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 Amen. Jesus, I've got him. You have to have Jesus. Amen. Amen. To have everlasting life. No other door can you enter in. Amen. Some have tried. Amen. Amen. Just like those that were building the Tower of Babel, trying to make it in. Amen. But there is only one way. The song says, there is no way I can live without you. There is no way that you can get anywhere without the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and we must accept him. Amen. That's the door. Amen. That's our spiritual door, our spiritual entrance. Amen. Flesh and blood will not enter in. So just like they build the Tower of Babel and a lot of them out in space and building on other planets and different things, just trying to get closer and closer to heaven. Amen, amen. But everything that we think of, God already knows. Amen, every trick, amen, is the devil, amen, that got kicked out of heaven. Amen. And we'd love to be able to figure out how to get back in, but you must repent of your sins. Amen. And accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank God, amen, for those, amen, of us, amen, that are in the right place with God, amen. And all we're doing on today is encouraging each other. They say, iron sharpening iron. Amen, amen. And so all we're doing is keeping getting reminders. That's what the Word of God is to remind us. Amen. And our elder is going to read our last scripture.
Amen. It's coming from Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. And it reads, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe.
Amen. And we thank God for our scriptures of thanks on today. Amen. As we, like I said, have the Thanksgiving. Amen. We just want to let you know that the Barlow Divinity Bible School first auction fundraiser will be December 9th at 10 a.m. held at the First Friendship Baptist Church. That's 145-50 109th Avenue in Jamaica, Queens. And we're asking you to please come out and support the school. Amen. I'm co-vice president, and we appreciate it if you will come out and help us support, amen, our school and all the endeavors that we continue to do. We already mentioned to continue to pray for the Reed Robinson family, amen, as they go through this time, amen. And God bless you. Amen. And may heaven smile upon you. Our elder A is going to pray us out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for this time and this service. We thank you right now for the opportunity to give you thanks for all you have done and all that you are doing and for everything that you are going to do in our lives. We bless your name and we give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And we hope that everything throughout this day, please go to church somewhere. Find church somewhere. And if you're not able to get out, turn your TV on, turn your radio on, listen to some good gospel music, or catch somebody like T.D. Jakes, Joseph Prince, Joel Osteen, or even re-listen to our broadcast. But whatever it may be, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Amen.